Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Well, 20 years from now, Galicians might be hearing this. This duet is composed from climate change records, data about carbon dioxide and ice temperatures put to music. Arvid Tomiako-Peters transforms geological data into sound using a computer program he created.
In geology, you have these layers stacked one on top of the other, and each one of them is a little bit different. So I approach this sort of like a score in music.
Arvid Tomiako-Peters just graduated from Brown University with a dual degree in computer music and geology. As part of his senior thesis, he created the GeoMusic software. Living on Earth's Ian Gray visited Arvid's studio and produced this audio portrait.
I've always loved science, and it's sort of the fact that I got involved in geology at Brown was an accident. I took a climate change freshman seminar, and I was like, yes, this is fantastic. I got into all this stuff, like looking at ice ages and global warming. Then I started to write this Maestro Frankenstein software, which is a multi-track sequencer for scientific data instead of music. So what we're listening to is abundances of different elements in a column of mud from the bottom of a pond in Rhode Island. So there's 12 metals that we found in this mud that we're concerned about, such as chromium, arsenic, and lead. Each metal is like a finger on a piano key. So in this case, we have 12 fingers. You can see sort of at the end of the piece that a lot of the pitches get lower. That is an indication of less pollution because of less industry back 150 years ago when that sediment was laid down. So I'm going to create a little very simple piece on the spot. I'm going to play you back some data from the Vostok ice core in Antarctica and turning that into music. And I'm going to play it alongside the record of global ice volume. So the stringed instrument that you're hearing is the amount of carbon dioxide. And the tinkly xylophone-like synthesized instrument is the amount of ice. So the two instruments play opposite each other. When one's going down, the other will be going up through several ice ages. The time period that I'm going to play is the amount of time that Homo sapiens has been in existence, the last about 195,000 years. The stringed instrument, carbon dioxide, increases. There's not very much ice. And when the pitch of this xylophone-like synthesized instrument is higher, there's more ice on the poles. The data that I'm using here shows this really tight correlation between the amount of carbon dioxide and the amount of ice at the poles on the Earth. latest piece I've been putting a lot of work into was a interactive installation where visitors would come in and hear 8 deep ocean cores being played back as sound. And it's a very sort of ethereal piece. You come in, you listen, there's no notes. Everything is continuous tone and just constantly changing pitch. Visitors come in and they can interact with a large timeline, which they touch and go to any point in time. And what they hear are climate records played back on 8 speakers that surround them. And they see visuals that show them what's going on in the climate then. You can see in ice ages, everything turns blue in the entire room. And in warm periods, everything turns red. And what sort of evolutionary events are happening, whether when the first Homo sapiens are, when rhinos enter America, things that they might identify with somewhat. One of the wonderful things I think this music gives a listener a chance to do is relate to an experience, the sort of inconceivably long amount of geologic time that there have been. I mean, you can't, a million years, like, you can't even imagine that. And that's just a tiny portion of the Earth history going back 4.5 billion years. So if you condense it down to something where you can experience that time in 30 seconds or 5 minutes, it just sort of brings that time frame home and makes you realize how absolutely short your existence is.
Our portrait of Arvid Tomiako Peters was produced by Living on Earth's Ian Gray. Next week on Living on Earth, in our closets are 3.5 billion wire hangers. Put together, they'd stretch from the Earth to the Moon 9 times. Put them into landfills and you'd have 200 million pounds of steel. A new company says, hang up the wire. Recycled paper is the way to go.
Virtually the only reason that anyone would ever want to have a wire hanger again is to either keep your muffler on or break into your car.
Hangers that suit the environment, next time on Living on Earth. We'll be right back.